Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and welcome to Friday, April 20th, 2012.
Wait for it. Episode 8.01, the
Yay.
NFL Draft Preview Show.
And where the heck have the guys been lately? Well, you know, it's tough between seasons.
But did you catch the episode?
I did. 8.01. 8. What does the first digit mean?
Episode. That's the season number.
That's the season, friends. Or for those in Britain, the series.
The series. Yes. Have you watched, speaking of series, have you watched episodes?
Episodes. Is that a show?
It's a show on Showtime.
No, I don't get Showtime.
Neither do we, but you can Netflix it, by the way.
Oh, well, no.
No, okay. Episodes.
Get to the
point. It's with the guy who played Joey Tribbiani. Matt LeBlanc.
Get to the point.
Where he plays himself. Well, it's a British
show.
It's a British show.
So does he play a Brit or does he play American?
No. Stop. I'm trying to tell you. Because you're killing me.
Get to the point.
It's a British show that's really cool. And they want a producer from America says, we want your show in America. So they bring the writers as executive producers from England to live in LA.
Right.
So it's
love it.
So it's a couple.
I love it.
It is hilarious.
Now,
it is hilarious.
Which begs the thing, have you seen Exporting Raymond?
I have not.
You look for that on HBO,
okay,
and that is on HBO Go, which is the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah,
taking that to Russia.
Wow,
really difficult, okay. Steven. Really difficult. They can't get the women to wear anything but just the most fantastic outfits.
Well, here's the crazy
thing. And he's like, "That's not funny." And they're like, "Nobody wants to see women how they really look." He says, "But that's the joke." You've got to have these people be real people. Nobody wants to see real people.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point of the show.
Well, similar episodes.
Culture change.
So the show's about a headmaster of like this prestigious institution, right?
Which we don't have anything like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So, and guess who?
And LA Public Schools man, it's hard liquor and handguns.
And of course the writers, executive producers, guys that they brought from England, they want the headmaster to be the same guy who played it. Right. Well, they don't. They want Matt LeBlanc. So Matt LeBlanc's playing, in essence, himself. He's playing himself in the show. Right. And they're like, no, he's not right.
No, he's not right at all.
Anyways, go watch it. It's called Episodes. We're back. Season 8 coming at you in a moment. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. It's like old hat.
Really how you wanted to start season 8
what?
With talking about TV?
I don't know.
But is that really how you wanted to start season 8?
No, but here's the deal. I would just say it's like old hat, Jeff.
Yeah.
We could be away from this for a year. We
Five,
could stop doing
six.
This for a long time. Someone throws this in a studio with two microphones, and we're right back at it.
Steven, we're going to be 90-something years old in an old folks' home.
Do you remember that play back in 1999?
It was 97.
No, 99.
It was 97. Because Eli Manning that was the year Eli Manning came out of the draft and wouldn't play for the Chargers.
I wonder if we'll have a whole bunch of old folks listen to us in old folks'
homes. We're going to kill the old folks' home, dude. We're going to be in the big family room, and they're all going to gather around and watch a show.
So it is official, people, for everybody who was out there left in limbo, hanging on a thread, waiting to find out if season 8 of NFL Rants and Raves was happening.
It's happening.
It is official.
Why did you worry? Look, here's the thing. Season 7 was an all-in proposition. Season 8 is a mostly-in proposition and cleaning up from the all-in.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Sometimes when you go all-in and don't win the hand, you got a lot of cleanup to do.
You got to recover.
You got to recover. You take
basically,
body blows,
so
man.
Here's the deal. We went all in.
Yeah.
We lost the hand, but we didn't lose our entire stack.
No, but man, we went in with Trip Kings, and we lost to a full boat.
It's a full boat, man.
Dude, we went in with good cards.
And they got the two on the river.
That's Yeah. They had two pair. And then he's like, oh, I fly. Oh, look at the river. You lose. Wow. Yeah. Kicking the nards. All right. Yeah. That's cool. We'll go. We'll roll with it. We're doing more. I'm really stoked that we're doing Talk Sport Radio now. Yes. And I'm really excited about that. We're looking to add to a full hour on your Britain's Tuesday mornings overnight.
Yeah. We're basically taking over. We've decided since America doesn't love us.
Yeah, well, no, there's a lot of them. There's several thousand Americans who love us, but and our families like us. They don't love us, but they like us.
We might be just taking over radio in the UK.
Prince Charles, warning.
I'm okay with that.
Prince Charles,
I've decided.
Just putting you on notice.
Yes. And
nobody wants you to be king. Okay? Nobody. Your mom don't want you to be king. Oh, nobody wants you to be king. They want us to share the throne.
Do we really want to start out
two ugly Americans taking over the throne?
With going after Prince Charles
like that.
We'll
keep William and Harry around.
That's how we want to start.
We'll go after him.
They're good kids.
They're great kids. I know. I'm just talking about their dad. I'm dissing on their dad.
All right, to episode 8.01.
The 6 days before the draft.
NFL draft preview show. Jeff and I are heading to New York.
Nueva York. High five.
To experience the draft. But I've decided, Jeff, look.
Yeah, go for it.
Because as we discussed, we went all in and we didn't win. And then we didn't win the 600 million lotto.
Damn it.
Three winning tickets. Three winning tickets. None in the state of California.
We should move.
We should. So basically, I'm broke. I'm flat broke, right? I got no funds for New York. I'm still wondering how I'm going to eat when we're in New York.
Is
the company going to provide some money for me to eat?
Craft Services. Which doesn't start till
that
I know.
Means that
means
so
no eating
am I doing
on Wednesday,
all the Wednesday
up till Thursday night.
That's ridiculous.
Look, hot dog carts, $1.50.
Okay,
$1.50 for you can afford a hot dog. Now
I'm wondering do I got to go panhandle the city of New York? Because are they
naked cowboy?
I could be naked cowboy
next to naked cowgirl.
Why not?
Because
there's already a naked cowboy. Naked cowboy was first before naked cowgirl.
Oh, well, for some reason he got lost.
Ooh, what if I could be like a naked American Indian? It'd be like a...
You're not American Indian.
Partially?
As much
like
as I am.
16th?
As much as I am.
Okay, so still. But I've got the high cheekbones that goes along with it.
High cheekbones?
Yes. What? What?
I've got the high
cheekbones. Let me go out there and stand next to her with like the big, you know, feather headdress thing. And
just ridicule and mock Native Americans.
No.
That's cool, Steve, if you want to roll that way.
Wow.
That's fine. Sorry. I was at a really bad baseball game yesterday.
Apparently.
I left all my best sarcasm is still pent up inside me. So one of my lines to the umpires yesterday, parents on both sides ridiculing the umpires.
Yes.
My thing is, oh, so you just hate the kid. That's cool. There's several hundred people watching this high school baseball game, and that was my thing. It wasn't even my son, but they blew a call on a we threw a guy out caught stealing.
Yes.
They blew that call blatantly, and then the next pitch was right down the middle, and he calls it a ball. And mostly because we had all bitched about the tag,
so
the non-tag. I said it was a strike. I mean, and there were scouts there, honestly, and they looked at each other. They're like, what is going on here? And so I just said, you know, out loud, loudly, oh, so you just hate the kid. That's cool. Then he issues a warning to our bench.
Wow.
Because he thought I was facing our bench.
Yeah.
I was kind of hiding just because of the shade. I wanted shade.
Yes.
And it sounded like apparently it came from our bench. And he got on the coach. Oh, so you just hate the kid. Yeah. That's cool.
You do that a lot.
I have this uncanny ability of saying things that are caustic beyond control, but you can never, there's no rules against what I say.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing balls and strikes.
Okay.
And who knows who that was directed at? I just said, so you hate the kid. That's okay. That's cool. Now, if he thought I was talking about him, he obviously has a guilty conscience or has some paranoid or some narcissism inside him because there were several hundred people there. I could have been talking to anybody.
doesn't have some narcissistic qualities to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I haven't met that person yet. There except for the gal with no teeth eating corn nuts who didn't actually watch the game that you remember from Little League.
Well, let's get to some football.
NFL news, baby. This Steven, I'm going to start with this because this was on my mind on the way here.
We have to start with this one.
But this I was thinking about on the drive here.
I've been thinking about it since
and this
it
was
happened.
Outrageous, okay. And Mike Mayock just posted it.
All right, go ahead.
On the way here, they were talking about, you know, character of players and stuff like that. Yeah. It was Adam Scheid and Rich Gannon on the NFL Blitz. And I know that was my worst Adam Scheid I've ever done. But that's fine. But they're talking about off-field issues with some of the draft prospects and whether or not that would affect their where they go in the draft. Okay. And I thought, you know what, Steven? You and I are against recreational marijuana use, correct?
Yes. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, you've never done
no,
it.
No, okay. I
did it once when I was 30, had a blast, loved it. But as far as making it legal and stuff like that, we have a lot of issues about the legality of it and things like that.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, the amount of law enforcement resources it takes and that you would actually have people in prison for doing something that isn't remotely related to hurting somebody else. I'm like, wow, marijuana has come so far. I wonder if, in fact, we're going to reach a point in time where marijuana abuse is no longer factored in to a negative thing. It will never be a positive thing, but whether it'll be a negative thing. Mike Mayock's column, pot use by draft prospects, not as bad as violence. This just came out minutes ago. So I'm thinking this on the way here. I'm like, Steve and I are not proponents of marijuana use at all, especially in young people, because it stalls your brain's development, okay?
Yes.
But as far as adults, I don't know that it matters that much. But here's Mike Mayock, one of the smartest guys, most revered guys. I was on a conference call with him yesterday about the draft, and he's saying that basically teams are not – that doesn't carry the stigma of off-field issues like most other things do.
Yes.
Fascinating.
It is no longer – you know, a stopping point in
it's not a deal breaker.
Somebody.
It's not a deal breaker. It doesn't mean you fall from the first round to the third round.
Yes, yes.
And that is just amazing, the transformation that's taken place while we've been doing the show over the 8 seasons.
Well, the reason this came out is because Ohio State's offensive tackle, Mike Adams, tested positive for a little marijuana.
At the combine. So this begs the bigger question.
Yes.
How smart are you that you would actually use weed before the combine knowing that you're going to be tested for it? You're either A.
Here's the problem.
You're either A, an advocate for pot use. And so you're making a social statement at the risk of your own career.
Yes.
Or B, you're stupid. I'm offering the latter as my possibility here. I don't know Mike Adams, but that's pretty dumb.
Let me add a third one.
All right.
You did not partake in the festivities of Indianapolis as I did.
This is very true, Steven.
Okay.
I didn't see one marijuana cigarette or pipe the whole time I was there.
Because you did not partake of the establishments.
No, I didn't.
That I went to.
And mind you, friends, it's not like I hid in my room.
Right.
Okay, I had a lot of really good single malt scotch, a lot of fine cigars, and a lot of beer.
Yes.
And yet, I missed out on most of the festivities.
You did not partake in the walkthrough during through Super Bowl Village, basically.
Correct.
All right.
Well, it was.
I don't know if it's just the Super Bowl environment or
it
if it's Indianapolis.
It's not.
You could get it really easily.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not like cops were trying to stop people.
Well, cops actually were just sitting in their cars watching.
Yes, watching the men.
They were not participating.
No. And I think they were told, let people do what they're going to do.
As long as there's nobody messing with anybody, leave it alone.
As long as no one's killing anybody and stuff, or somebody's beating somebody up, then you get involved. But just let it happen is what it looked like to me.
Are we undergoing a culture change?
I don't know.
It seems that way.
But you know what? Maybe Mike Adams was in Indianapolis. He was getting ready for the combine. Somebody said, look at what I got left over from the Super Bowl, dog. Come on. You know you want
some. Look what I got left over from the Super Bowl. He wasn't there.
I know he wasn't. But that's what I'm saying is that there was a lot. I mean, this was just a couple weeks after the Super Bowl in
Indy. But he wasn't there. He should have been working out. at one of these pro facilities where they get people ready for the draft.
Yeah.
That's where he should have been. Now,
What about Bama's Dre Kirkpatrick,
who exactly
was arrested for possession earlier in the year?
And then we had a DUI on one of the top draft picks, and that DUI is expected to actually affect his draft status.
Well, because that DUI, that's different.
One of these, you're sitting at home with your buds or by yourself just getting mellow.
That's it. I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to do it at some point. Just so that I can say,
why don't you wait until it's legal in a few years and then you don't run any issues? We do live in California. We're just a half step away.
It's a half step away from being illegal.
I mean, you could get a medical marijuana card today if you want to.
I've been offered it. I can't even tell you how many. Yeah. Do I look like I'm just a drug dealer or a
drug dealer? No, you don't.
A drug smoker or user or something?
No.
I can't tell you how many times.
You look like a fun guy.
No, I'm a fun guy, but I don't need the marijuana.
As I said, you look like a fun guy.
To get fun.
You don't need to be high to have a psychotic episode. Well, there you go.
There you go. That is true. I will. And as a matter of fact, I clap to that. That leads me to this. My daughter, driving my daughter to school,
and
she's like, "Dad, you know what? I think I would not like it if you were a normal dad."
This is the same girl who says she likes drunk Uncle Jeff better than sober Uncle Jeff.
And so I said, "What do you mean a normal dad? I'm not a normal dad." She's like, "No, you're cool and fun, and you're funny, and you tell jokes, and you teach me things." And she's like, "Other kids,
no,
they
other
tell
kids
me they're,
do
they're
this.
Dads,
no, they're
just not like
dull.
That." Yeah. So I was like, "Well, I guess you're lucky then, kid." So anyways, this all to say the draft is happening. People are getting in trouble for marijuana, but it's not as bad as it used to be. Because before, because trust me, Jeff, had Ricky Williams
dope boy
been caught as a marijuana smoker before the draft,
yeah.
No way Mike Ditka and the New Orleans Saints give up their entire draft picks to draft him.
Certainly no way he goes on the cover of SI wearing a wedding dress
there you go.
Next to him. You know.
There you go. So that is a big
So we've
big
got
a, difference.
We've got time constraints, but we wanted to get you guys a show as badly as we could. So we apologize for the brevity
we're
still that we're
going to. We haven't even started the show.
I can't start the clock after we've already started the show.
Start it now.
Well,
start it now.
I mean, we're
do
at 17:05.
Yeah, and then we can add 17 to whatever's up there.
You can. I prefer to look at the physical clock, which is what you are up against.
I'm good with that. Don't worry.
You have responsibilities.
Just
I
do
don't
the show.
Got a responsibility till noon. I'm doing
do the
a show.
Show.
I'm the guy who started with the news.
Idiot.
I agree. I don't disagree with that.
All right, so here's what we're gonna. Here's the news. I wanted to give you the news,
all right,
the
bring
real
it,
news,
bring it.
The news that we haven't talked to since it happened.
We've got so much. We don't even remember all the news.
Tim Tebow's in New York, baby. Yeah. He's a New York Jet, baby. Huh?
Yeah.
And what does Mark Sanchez have to say about that?
Well, let's all start with Tim Tebow reassuring everybody that he and Sanchez were pals. Remember, that was the first day. Is that their pals.
Fox.com is saying Sanchez says he's thrilled to work with Tebow. Thrilled.
You know why he's mostly thrilled?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a choice. I find our level of enthusiasm about bad situations rises in the degree to which we have control over it.
I see. He's got
And
no
he's control. Got no control. So, therefore, there's an inverse, I should say, correlation.
So, I'm going to just pose this to you right now. We'll
bring
start
it.
We
haven't talked we
get
about
to
it.
The draft. We haven't talked about it.
We're only a minute 12 into the show.
And that's all because Peyton Manning's in Denver.
Denver!
The Broncos of all places.
We're in orange.
Oh, by the way, that schedule's brutal. Schedule came out. We're going to talk about that.
The schedule came out. Of course, people on Facebook and Twitter already knew that.
Yes, but I'm going to put you this.
Yeah, put me this.
Put
whatever
me,
that means.
Put you this question.
Ah, question.
Will Tim Tebow be, at some point next season, the starting quarterback for the New York Jets?
I posted this on Facebook with that injury.
Mark Sanchez getting injured.
I say no.
Not going to happen.
I say no.
It's Mark Sanchez's team.
So what we learned yesterday, we were the picture seems to be getting clarified just a tad bit each day. And one of the things we're learning, 2 days ago we hear that there's going to be two offenses essentially running simultaneously there in New York, which for a place that lacks cohesion and finds trouble in the locker room with chemistry, two offenses is not due to really help that. And then we got another piece yesterday which said basically that Tebow could be used as an H-back. He could be used as a fullback. Basically, you're going to see him frequently lined up. What I see is a split quarterback possibility, okay, where the center knows who he's going to hike it to. The but quarterback knows who he's going to, but no one else does. And if he hikes it to Tebow, he's going to do an end run kind of thing or up the gut if that's what he sees. And if he hikes it to Sanchez, Sanchez is going to run a traditional offense and he'll be blocking, lead blocking.
Right. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
This is the New York Football Jets' first eight games before their bye week nine.
Okay, and but let me finish this. Bart Scott, with the loss of Bart Scott, Rex Ryan is known to have said that they lost something significant in their offense. Right. And that's part of the reason that they went so hard
but
after Tito.
Bart Scott only played four snaps
a game. Correct, but they are obviously looking for an increased role with Tim Tebow because they gave him too much money. Now, the schedule.
Bills.
That's a tough one, especially this year.
At Steelers.
That's impossible.
At Dolphins.
That's easy.
49ers.
Can I take a sec just to laugh at the...
At Dolphins? Let's find out who they get at quarterback first.
This is my point. This is for being the bridesmaid. Congratulations.
All the time.
All the time. Coaches, players. My God.
49ers.
Brutal.
Houston Texans.
Brutal.
Colts.
Should be easy at this point.
At Patriots. And then Dolphins again.
Well, that's easy.
Warning. Okay. So you gave me two easies.
Yeah. And they were the Dolphins both times.
And they were the Dolphins both times. So let's say they eke out a win over either the Bills or the Colts. That leaves them at 3-5.
So you're saying 3-5, people start hitting the panic button and weren't going.
Warning.
And therefore, we have to change to Tebow. That's not going to happen.
Okay. I'm just saying season hasn't even started, and you heard it here first. If the Jets start 3-5, sorry, Mark Sanchez, you're sitting down.
We'll see.
You're sitting down because when you come out of your bye, you've got the Seahawks and the Rams, and depending on how those two teams are doing, you might give Tebow a shot to possibly start his magical run and get you into the playoffs.
Tebow is not magic, Steven.
He is magic. He's a magic man. He's got a magic button. He does things with cards, and the next thing you know, he's painted a picture of Jesus with it. That's what he does.
He is a... unusual specimen of an NFL quarterback. And
by the way, the Jets won't allow us to talk to Tim Tebow while we're in New York for the draft.
I told you to go after the Giants.
Yes, I've reached out there too. But the Jets.
No, the Tebow thing was obviously our first choice.
Yes.
For a guest next week, look for us all week on Sky Sports.
We're still communicating with the Panthers. Although they are saying that they don't have a lot of control.
I'm not as interested in Cam Newton.
He was number one last year.
I understand that.
Everybody said, you're going to be bad. You're going to be good in the NFL.
I said that.
Everybody said that. Don't you want to just ask the brother, be like, how do you feel now? It's been a year. A lot of critics, honestly, after you were taken number one.
If I'm going to be honest with Cam Newton, I'm going to ask him this. How motivating... Because I don't want him to sense where my question is coming from.
Right.
How motivating was all the negative criticism last year that you had going into the draft? How motivating was that for you at the formation? Exactly. Because
I want to stick it to guys like Steven Rand and Jeff Ellis.
he doesn't know us, but that's you guys. Yeah,
I want to stick it to guys.
But guys like us, yes.
Mike Mayock. Yeah. And everybody else out there, but Lombardis of the world, who said that I wasn't gonna be good.
Cam Newton chose to say, I'm an entertainer and an icon, and chose to have off-field issues.
Was he not an entertainer, though? Did he not
entertain? Do I not entertain you?
Yes.
Yes, he entertained me
fully.
That
is the great. All I wanted, though, last year, in the middle of that game where he like broke the rushing touchdowns for rookie quarterbacks, is for him to throw the football into the stands and yell like, are you not entertained? It hits somebody. It cracks somebody's nose with a football.
I'm an entertainer.
Are you not entertained?
I'm an entertainer, bro.
And then just walk to the sideline all with a strut. That would have been awesome.
No, but Cam showed us wrong, and which is why when people come out, one of the news items today is that RG3, an anonymous person, has come out and said that RG3 might have a selfish streak.
I read that. I'm like, you can't. I'm sorry. You're not swaying me. I allowed myself to get swayed last year with Cam Newton.
Cam gave us reasons to doubt. He did stuff that made us doubt. RG3's done nothing to make us doubt. No. He comes from like one of the classiest families you can imagine. His background is squeaky clean.
Works hard.
Works relentlessly hard. By selfish, you mean that he wants to be the greatest? I'll give you that.
There was no, controversy about whether, Baylor paid his family money to come play there.
Seriously.
Nothing like that.
Baylor. It's freaking Baylor.
All I know is that
they don't run a pro-style offense. I'll give you that.
It don't matter. Kid can throw. Kid can run.
Kid's good.
I still don't. I mean, let's talk about the draft for a second.
Could we please, since that's the show?
Yes, it is. Everybody knows 1 and 2.
Yep. It was announced officially yesterday that Andrew, well, not officially as in a press conference, but Andrew Luck has been told, and this has been confirmed by multiple different sources, that Andrew Luck has been told that he will be the number one pick of the Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. So it is the worst kept secret in sports.
Unless the Colts trade out of number one and let somebody else have it.
Well, why would the Colts trade out of one or number one?
To get like a skajillion billion picks?
And what, take Ryan Tannehill?
What's wrong with Tannehill?
A lot. The number one and two quarterbacks, and then where you go from there is... And by the way, I would take Whedon above Tannehill personally. It's a short-term gain, but I like Whedon a lot better at number three in my quarterback rankings. I don't think you should discriminate, and by that I don't mean like official legal discrimination. I don't think you should hold it against someone their age if they've got what it takes to win.
Really?
To win, Steven. The kid is not like he's 35, okay?
But he will be there in just a few years.
He will be there in just a few years. What would you like to win for the next few years while you find the next great quarterback? I would. If I were a team like a Cleveland, I don't know, even these guys. I'm such a baby 'cause the Dolphins make me cry. Miami is in such a world of hurt.
Look, if the Dolphins don't come away with a quarterback at
number
8,
they're going to get Tannehill.
You don't know that.
I don't.
You don't know that. I mean,
Steven, this is a stupid organization. Okay? Let's just be honest. They're never going to play nice with us because I'm not going to let them, because I'm going to make them just hate us.
This is a stupid organization. That's exactly what it was. One of the PR departments who has actually reached out to us and talked to communicate. Yes.
I'm sorry, but we appreciate that.
That's what we want to say.
But there's a lot of problems there in Miami, anybody who denies that is a liar.
I'm just going to give you the top 10 picks. Can I do that? I mean, I'm sure everybody's seen the list, but I'm just going to give – and you don't like lists generally, but here you go. We got Colts, Redskins. And let's just say Luck, RG3, doesn't matter how it
We're
is.
Done.
It's going to happen.
Yes. Right, okay. That's a done deal.
Then it all starts with the Minnesota Vikings at 3.
Tannehill.
Minnesota Vikings are on the clock.
Right.
You're not going to take Trent Richardson because you've already got a little guy named Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, a little guy who's getting hurt a lot, though.
So I say you need somebody for your young quarterbacks to throw the ball to.
Mm-hmm. So you want a wide receiver. So you want them to go Justin Blackman.
They want to go. They want everybody that I've said saying they're taking Matt Khalil, the
offensive
tackle from USC. I've
heard nothing but Matt Khalil.
Really?
Nothing but Matt Khalil.
Look, your offensive line wasn't the best in the world, but really? You're gonna allow a Blackman or a Trent Richardson to get away from you because you think you need an offensive lineman at number 3 overall?
Okay. You've got Christian Ponder that you're trying to protect and hopefully build, or Joe Webb that you're trying to build a future with.
It's Christian Ponder. Ponder looked great when he came in.
I'm just saying that...
If we're going to start with crazy guarantees, bets at the beginning of the season before the season even starts, game one at the beginning of the season, Christian Ponder will be the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, so here's what you got at left tackle. Charlie Johnson, and then at left guard, Chris DeGreary, center, John Sullivan, right guard, Jeff Schwartz, right tackle, Phil Loholt. Loholt's the only one I trust of their offensive line. And he's the right tackle, not the left tackle.
Okay.
Do they or do they not desperately need help on the offensive line? I just gave you five names, one of only which you've ever heard of.
Yeah.
And that's because he's really good. And that's not at the most important position on the offensive line. Okay, I rest my case.
But here's the thing. I don't know.
Harvin, aromatherapy.
Are they going to put Khalil at left tackle?
They have to. They could bump him into guard, but again.
And then who are you going to get? Who do you have a wide receiver?
You do not ever, first of all, draft an interior lineman that high. Ever. Ever. So, which means, yeah, he's going to be your left tackle.
Who is Christian Ponder going to throw the ball to?
Aromatherapy. Yes. And Percy Harvin. And Michael Jenkins. And Kyle Rudolph, who's turned out to be a good tight end.
Outside of Percy Harvin, who do they have? Seriously, that's
seriously,
a
Kyle Rudolph, I think, will be a good tight end. I loved him in the draft last year, coming out of the draft last year. He was my favorite tight end in the draft last year.
There's no one there for the young guy.
I'm just saying you got a slant guy in your tight end.
All right.
I mean, the dude is 6 foot
Percy,
six,
and
Steven.
Percy Harvin is a slot receiver. He's not a number one.
I know.
He's not a legitimate number one. So, and he's got the migraine issues.
Oh, wait a minute, Steven.
Exactly.
Oh, my head.
I don't know. All right. So I will continue.
Well,
at
we
number
got to
four,
three.
You've got the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Now they've all of a sudden, out of nowhere, come Colt's the guy. Okay, Colt McCoy is the guy. I'm a Texas guy, and
yeah,
I like
no,
Colt.
You
I
love
like Colt,
Colt McCoy
for a while.
Yes.
So I'm gonna give him another year, but you're gonna have to give him something. Because Peyton Hillis, whatever he was, call it Manning curse or whatever. Oh, and by the way, Cam Newton or Calvin Johnson, that's what it's down to for the cover of Madden next year?
Oh, but that's both bad.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Can we have Percy Harvin again?
Let me tell you something. Cam Newton, Calvin Johnson, whichever one of those guys gets on the cover, if they go down, I, as a general manager of a football team, would never, ever, ever let anybody on the cover from my team ever again.
Here's all you got to do is say, okay, it's worth how much money?
Yeah.
$2,500? Let me write you a check.
For $200,000?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to write you a check for double that to stay off the cover, and I will see to it personally that you get on the cover of the New York Times. Gets read by a lot more people.
It's crazy.
So if, as far as the publicity, I got you handled. As far as the do-re-me, I got
you handled.
But
that's me. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
Because these two guys are beasts that had beast seasons last year.
Yeah.
If they go on the cover and get injured this upcoming season and have to miss a significant amount of time, no way am I ever letting one of my players get on the cover of Madden again. I would call the EA Sports people and be like, I love you. I love your game. I've been playing this since I've been 5 years old. But you know what? You can't have any of my players. Don't even ask them.
Yeah, I would agree with you completely. Continue.
Okay. What are the Cleveland Browns doing it for?
What are the Cleveland Browns doing for? They're Trent Richardson.
They seem to be going running back. They got to because
now, Hillis, mind you, we are
Peyton
in
Hillis
an,
is gone.
We are in an era where the running back position has never meant less to the history of the game. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I don't say that with any joy at all. I mean, honestly, folks, I'm telling you that as fantasy football players, you really need to rethink your running back philosophy starting this year.
Oh, trust me,
I'm going wide receiver.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going.
I might go quarterback, wide receiver, but I'm. Trust me, running backs are going. They're becoming disposable entities that all we expect for them to do is get 15 touches a game, and we're going to have one slashback, one pounder, and that's all we're going to do. And the running back is going the way of the dodo. It's ridiculous.
Well,
continue. Love.
I mean, the thing with Cleveland is it's not just running back though. They need wide receiver. They'll need to, in the third or maybe fourth round, get a potential quarterback that's still available out there.
Uh-huh.
They need help on the defensive side of the ball.
Absolutely. Heck yeah.
There's a lot of these. But seriously, their big need, though, Jeffrey, is offense. Do you know how many points they averaged last year? This is going to scare you when I tell you.
13.5.
Okay, it's a little more than that. It's 15 points.
I was within a point and a half. That's pretty good.
15 points.
No, it's,
you're not going to win football games scoring 15 points a
I
game.
I was the guy who was telling you to take the under on them.
A lot.
Always, always. No, they got, trust me. Now, for the people in Cleveland that are big fans that go, you know what? The Walrus has a plan. The Walrus has a plan. Holmgren knows what he's doing,
believe,
man.
The Walrus.
He had Brett Favre, and he did great things with Brett Favre, and he did okay things in Seattle with Matt Hasselbeck.
Okay.
Okay, so he went from great to good to now piss poor.
Are we giving him the piss poor already?
I am.
Okay.
I am not seeing the kinds of moves needed here to build a great football team at all. I'm seeing a joke football team. And, Steven, this, we had this discussion last year before the season began when we had our picks, and I had Cleveland winning like three games, and you just said, no, they're going to be a playoff team. I'm like, I'm sorry. You were wrong because I just don't buy the magic beans that they're selling there at all.
All right, I got a little carried away with the magic beans.
I'm not blaming you because there's a lot of people wanting to believe Walrus.
But they look – they not just – I like some of the moves that they made. They looked so good in the preseason when it was ones on ones.
So did the Oakland Raiders always.
No, but this is when
they're
it was
undefeated.
When it was ones on ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They looked like, I was like, holy cow, it's a whole new different football team.
Yep.
But then when you go and you only score 15 points, I don't even know how that's possible. How do you only score?
It's
oh,
America.
My God. You might have been right.
It's 13 and a half.
13.7 points per game.
I thought it was less than 15. Less than two
not
touchdowns
even two
a game.
Touchdowns. No.
And trust me, those touchdowns were few and far between. Those are mostly field goals.
Oh, no. There was a lot of field goals. And they missed a couple field goals late to lose me some games.
We want to thank their kicker, Connor Barth.
It wasn't just Barth. Sometimes they couldn't snap the ball.
That's
to
the Bucs kicker. I don't want to throw it. Was it Phil Dawson? Yeah, Phil Dawson.
Yeah.
Is their kicker.
All right. So let's just say, number one, you better get yourself a home run hitter on the offense for Cleveland. Can we agree with that? Home run hitter?
Yeah.
It's either going to be Trent Richardson or Justin Blackmon.
Yeah.
Although there's a lot of people that right now don't think Justin Blackmon should be the number one wide receiver taken off the board.
I've heard that. But I'm not sure I'd buy that,
I haven't heard that. But that's what Cleveland needs to do, right?
Right.
Okay.
Agreed.
Thank you very much for agreeing there.
Now, let's move on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it was scary. I mean, anybody who thinks Steve and I are idiots, you're right. However, there are bigger idiots out there. I heard somebody on NFL Network yesterday talk about Raheem Morris's Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow.
I'm like, isn't that Ryan Grigson's team?
Didn't Raheem Morris get the axe?
He got fired. Okay, so check your facts, man. And I'm just Grigson. I'm just pulling out of my butt. Was that
Vincent Jackson?
Who they got? Who's their coach?
Who'd they hire?
Yeah, I want to see Grigson.
That might be
Ryan
right.
I might be. I don't trust myself though. But here's the deal. It's not Raheem Morris anymore. So the biggest need that you see of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Steven.
Okay, well,
we both like Josh a lot. Do you like the quarterback?
Yes, I do. I like the quarterback too. And they went out and they got Vincent Jackson for him.
Yep.
Oh, that's big time.
That's big time. Especially if he likes his contract.
So
yeah, then it's really big, isn't it?
I like what they're doing with the combination of LeGarrette Blount and Graham Cracker Crust.
Yeah.
Ernest Graham.
Still like Kellen Winslow. Love Mike Williams. We all love Mike Williams.
So,
and we love LeGarrette Blount if he can stay healthy.
This is a team that gave up a lot of points last year.
That's right.
So I would look to the defensive side
of the ball. That's right.
I would look to the defensive side of the ball, and let me see here.
Most people are going Maurice Claiborne on corner here, and I can't disagree with that.
Cornerback
because Rondae Barber is getting older, and one of the things I would like to see with Rondae Barber, I want to see him finish well. I want to see him move inside to safety, Steven. Okay?
No, he's not going to do that.
He should.
This is last year.
I think
you're
he's still
give up your
I,
last year.
I think he's if he moves inside to safety, he's got a couple more years.
No, he's done. He's done after this.
I like Rondae.
Rondae's he pretty much told the team, I will take this little itty bitty 1 year contract, but you should know I'm done.
I think his leadership, especially on that team, this is a young team. They're not hungry anymore, but they are young. They're young, full. They're a full team, but they're not. But they're still young.
Didn't they? I got to look real quick. I thought they brought in a cornerback already. Besides Rondé.
You thinking of Eric Wright or Aqib Talib?
Eric Wright. I think they brought Eric Wright back.
They've got Eric Wright, and they've got Aqib Talib. So I mean, they've got some depth, but they're not that good.
I would look at safety, or I would look at linebacker.
Okay,
that's what I would look at.
Well, if you're looking at safety, are you looking at linebacker? The top safeties right now are projected to be Mark Barron out of Bama. You know what, Stephen? For how much I hate Nick Saban,
I have to take off my hat and say
he sure does coach well.
He produces.
He puts together a pro style offense and defense and system there in Alabama. And we didn't get to talk about what's his name.
Barron's not a top five guy though. He's a good safety, but I don't think you take him at five.
That's my point, which gets me back to Maurice Claiborne, because you don't have that in the safety position is one of the weakest positions in this year's draft.
Yeah.
So if you need one, you dang well better take him early because they're not that good.
I'm sort of kind of hoping Drake Kirkpatrick falls down to the Cowboys. By the way, that's my hope.
I think a lot of people are hoping for that are Cowboys fans, but I don't know if that's going to happen because...
Come on, just leave Dre on the board!
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to be yelling at the draft, by the way, on Thursday night. Leave Dre on the board!
I don't see Dre...
People will be like, who the hell is that guy yelling leave Dre on the board? Dre's people going to be like, why do you want my son to stay on the board? Because I want him to go to Cowboys!
Keep in the green room, lock the door!
Maurice Claiborne is what I think the consensus is that the Buccaneers are going to do. You know what?
What?
How crazy would it be if they shocked everybody?
Went outside linebacker?
No. And brought in like a Kendall Wright from Baylor or a Michael Floyd from Notre Dame wide receivers.
Well, that would certainly shake up the draft boards a bit.
Match them up with Vincent Jackson, be like, now I got my speedy young guy, mm-hmm. and I got V-Jax. How are you going to defend me? Oh, and by the way, I could blunt you with LeGarrette Blount whenever we want to run the ball. So we got a lot of things that we could do offensively now.
So one of the things that people always like to point out is that, you know, your first order of business is to win your division.
Yes.
So how do you match up against Carolina? Do you match up against Atlanta? How do you match up against New Orleans?
Well, check this out. The fact that they were last in their division is good because recent history shows that if you're last in the South,
you're for
first
some reason
the next year.
Yeah, that's not going to happen this year.
We said that a couple years ago when they did it. And they went from last to first.
And with the Saints, I see them possibly going first to last.
Saints are sliding.
That could happen, but the last to first, I don't know.
I don't care if it's Vitt or if they get
Joe Vitt.
They could get the entire Avengers. Thor, Hulk, Iron Man.
Not Iron Man.
What?
Really Iron Man?
Yes. They get them all on the team. If they don't have Sean Payton at the helm, they're not going to the playoffs.
More news that we have been able to talk about.
There you
go. More news we have been able to talk about is why the punishment for the Saints players isn't happening today. Because Commissioner Goodell has been forced to fly to Minneapolis to meet with the Minnesota State Legislatures.
The governor.
About the crisis that they have.
Yes.
The Vikings they're not in the last year. Because the last year of their stadium lease was last year.
Yeah.
This year, they're in a one-year deal in this crap hole of the Metrodome.
Yes.
And they will be the Los Angeles Vikings. They may leave the Viking moniker in Minneapolis for them,
yes.
but they will be purple and gold to match the Lakers, who came from Minneapolis. Yeah, and they'll play in Farmers Field right next door to the Lakers, came from Minneapolis.
So then they would be the Los Angeles Lakers, too. We'd have the Lakers and the Lakers.
We don't have any lakes.
I know. Well,
Silver Lake.
What's that big lake right over there?
Pyramid Lake. Yeah. That's a man-made reservoir. It's great for jet skiing.
It's a man-made reservoir.
Lake Arrowhead. I mean, that's a man-made lake. We live in a desert that's well-watered.
They're all man-made lakes. the
Kachuma. Kachuma is a real lake, but that's in Santa Barbara.
The Los Angeles Chupacabras.
Chupacabras.
They could be the little.
Regarding the South Park episode, the Chupacabra. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Oh, I'm having one of those blackout moments right now. I moved too fast. I'm sorry.
Head rush. Whew. As Phoebe would say, cool, let's do that again.
Right. So, okay. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
But that's all to say.
Can we shake it up? Let's be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Shake up the board.
You know, I sunk my ship with them last year.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm still wearing my Saints stuff.
Yeah, you were.
You felt like it was my most half-assed attempt at being a
Tampa. It was your most. I think after London. I think they disappointed you a little bit in London.
They didn't disappoint me. They got devastated by injuries, okay?
And I think you were off the bandwagon at that point.
I was.
Fully embraced them after that. I think you went to London to fall in love with them.
And I did.
And then...
game day hit.
And after game day, you were like... So this year, you have to jump on your team.
When LeGarrette Blount goes down in like the first play.
That was Grant.
And they became.
Blount
was already out. And then Grant goes down.
On the first
play. And then your Lorig, the fullback, goes down.
Yeah, it was.
When the fullback goes down and you've lost two running backs, you're a one-dimensional young team. And that will be. You will get killed.
But in the second half, they almost came back in that game.
I don't care. It's just, it was so sad. And then somebody has to be bad because of this. That just frustrates me to hell. Steven, that somebody has to be bad because nobody can do the simple math of injuries will greatly affect young teams that lack depth. So let's fire Rob Morris, who's a good coach. Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who shake things up.
And but I love Morris. He was out of Stanford. I love that kid.
Here's the interesting possibility at five.
No.
Are you ready for this? Yeah. Drum roll, please. A team like Kansas City jumps up. And they start to change things.
Now, the Chiefs are at 11.
Yeah, here's the thing. They know that the quarterback, either whether it's Tannehill or Whedon, those guys ain't getting past the Dolphins at 8, right?
Correct.
So if you want one of those guys, you need one of those guys, you got the Jacksonville Jaguars right now who may not be very enchanted with Blaine Gabbert.
That's enough.
So they might need a quarterback. So you need to get up there. You know the Rams don't need one, and the Bucs are pretty happy with Josh Freeman.
They should be.
So you are the Chiefs or the Seahawks, and your two teams, you need a quarterback.
And the Dolphins.
No, I know, but you got to get up.
You got to get above the Dolphins.
You get above the Dolphins. You make some moves. You get above the Dolphins.
You know what? Given what I know about the Dolphins, it will happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They will lose out again.
Watch the Dolphins. Sit there at 8. Let two teams jump ahead of them. There goes Whedon. There goes Tannehill. Once again, they're... like, what? What?
Why does the universe hate us? And it's like, it's okay because you have Kirk Cousins or Brock Osweiler or Nick Foles.
Really?
It's all good.
Really?
You guys are screwed.
So basically, the Dolphins have to go 0-16 to assure that they get the number one pick so they can get Matt Berkley next year from USC.
From SC. Yeah, pretty much. Berkeley's got a hell of a year, Steven.
I think so.
I think we need to actually start going to some SC games.
I think
I don't want
idea.
To, but you know, I think we should.
Okay.
I don't want to, but I think we should.
I can make that happen. Maybe. All right.
Well, given that our talk all sport right. role is all sport.
Yes, it is.
I mean, we need to be everywhere.
So the number six spot, then now the Rams who dropped down from Washington and said, oh, and by the way, thank you for your number one next year. Oh, and thank you for your number one the year after
and
that.
Your number two
this year. Number two. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we like our
so
draft
So the Rams
picks.
Are now sitting pretty.
And they said, I'm thinking, what does our guys need most? Oh, yeah, wide receiver.
If the Vikings don't take Blackman and the Browns don't take Blackman and the Bucs don't take Blackman, well, the Rams
basically.
Are like,
There's no way he falls that far. And if he does...
He's going to fall to six.
I'm saying...
He's going to fall to
what
six.
What a gift. What a gift.
That's what I'm saying. The Rams are going to be like, look, we were at number two and we were going to take Blackman.
Newsflash.
Now we came down to six and we're still getting Blackman. We got all these picks and we still got the guy we wanted and we knew because we were that smart and dare stick it to y'all.
And just,
thank you, Redskins.
Just a little FYI, the Rams fell apart. The reason they got the number one pick was injuries. And it was injuries at the wide receiver spot.
Oh, my God. Every week they were losing somebody.
I know. And it was sad. It was devastatingly sad. And by the way, Danny Amendola, his tricep issue, he's probable. He's going to be ready for a start of camp. And they're good. They're a good team. Brandi Gibson, he's good.
There is
these
one
guys,
thing
what?
That I know last year about the Rams, and that is if you were a wide receiver.
Ship all banged up.
And that put everything on Steven Jackson's shoulders. Oh, yeah, he was hurt. And that just – they didn't have a chance. So this Rams team is a team to be feared if they can avoid the injury bug. So I agree with you, Steven, on that
one.
I
don't want to be feared. I want to be loved.
No, I'd rather be feared.
Somebody said that.
I don't know.
I forgot who said that.
I can't decide. It's a tough question. Tough question.
Do you want to be feared or loved?
Jacksonville Jaguars at seven, Steven.
Yes, here's where...
The worst defense in the NFL.
The worst defense in the NFL.
Where should they go? Definitely offense.
Yes.
No. You need to fix things, people. That's why most people are saying D.E., Melvin Ingram, South Carolina. Most people are saying that. And by most people, I mean Steve Weitz, Charlie Casterly, Charles Davis... And Albert Breer, who is getting smarter every day.
Well, they brought
you know what? Albert Breer is getting smarter since he joined our party. When he walked in that room and joined our party and saw how cool our guests were, he got smarter that day.
Albert Breer, there you go. So Laurent Robinson, who was signed to a 5-year, $32.5 million deal from the Cowboys, gave basically the wide receiver position a lift. For Jacksonville. Here's the deal. It's Blaine Gabbert.
Gabbert.
Chad Henne.
That's Gabbert.
Gabbert. I would say in your division.
First of all, you're not going to win your division.
With the likes of.
The rebuilding Colts.
Yeah, but you've got. The Tennessee Titans team that even though they were bad last year, they still managed to
They were knocking on playoffs door.
They were.
Don't say they were bad.
They started off bad. Come on.
Okay.
They started off closed.
And most of us know that how you finish a season is far more indicative than how you started.
They still have the dynamic weapon of Chris Johnson.
Hugely dynamic weapon finally by the end of the season.
Aaron Foster and the Houston Texans with Andre Johnson.
We all know
weapons.
That they're beastly. That they let Mario Williams go. They let a couple key pieces go.
So in order for them to win, they need to be able to stop those components.
Right.
So I would say
defense. You still got the Oompa Loompa. Thank God.
Oompa Loompa's good. Like I said, you just brought in Robinson to help your offense. Let's see. Jaguars. What do people say?
Be mindful of the time, Mr. Miranda.
I am. I'm looking.
We're at, like, what, pick 7 of 32?
No, we're doing top 10. We said top 10.
I didn't know
we
that.
Don't have top.
I wasn't listening to you.
Well, at least you're honest.
I'm relentless. Hey!
I'm not listening to you, but
hey.
In this case, you weren't listening to me. Yes, top 10.
I feel a lot better about that. What do we do about the rest of the teams?
We'll talk about them.
We can do a Monday
on
show.
Monday.
We can do a Monday show.
Yes.
Yay!
Monday before
more
we leave.
Shows are better. They make me happy.
Even though you don't listen to me, but anyways, here you go.
Doesn't mean I don't have fun.
So on the defensive side of the ball, I think that Melvin Ingram.
Why not take the absolute top defensive player possibly in this whole thing? Honestly,
because I would want someone bigger.
He's a QB, Steven.
Like Fletcher Cox.
He's
6'6", 290, 8. 300 pounds, 6'6", and he runs fast. It's just 40 times.
Yeah, no, the guy, honestly, somebody called him a dancing bear. a dancing bear, Steven.
I mean, that dude is huge. And yeah. He's fast.
Yeah.
But Melvin Ingram is no slouch either. So you can't go wrong there. But definitely, if the Jacksonville Jaguars do something crazy like they did last year and they moved up to take Blaine Gabbert, remember that? Everybody was like,
what? We were there. The what was seriously across the room.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, shoot. Now the rest of my board I have to rethink.
Yes.
And are we going to see seven quarterbacks taken in the first round?
It was close.
And it looked like it might, and then it didn't. So, no, Melvin Ingram, dude, the guy's a freak. He's honestly a freak, super freaky. And he is so good at getting to the quarterback, and that's what you need.
So that brings us finally to eight and the Miami Dolphins. The guys who said, Peyton, please, you know you want to be with us.
Oh, dude, it goes so far much further back than that. Remember, it was Stanford. It was Harbaugh.
Harbaugh, please.
Tony Sperano, we love you,
yeah,
but we like this guy so much better. Could you take off your sunglasses?
Well, the Dolphins.
Then they went all in with.
Did
Peyton.
Sign David Garrard recently to a 1-year deal,
which, mind you, not a bad sign.
No.
Okay, we both thought that when Garrard got injured and was going to miss a season, that he wasn't done.
Right.
We both believed that, and we both believed that he is a capable NFL quarterback. Not good.
But will he be healthy enough this season to help?
I think so. He's had a whole year to rest his body. He hasn't played in a year and a half, probably.
Yeah, something like that.
And so I think that brings you, first of all, brings you a hunger and intensity. You want the big contract.
Here's my issue with
promise. You got nobody.
By trading away Brandon Marshall to the Chicago Bears, you've said.
Brandon's a diva.
Yeah, well,
we can't afford to. We're owned by divas.
You're really saying, not only to your organization and to your fan base, but to the world, we don't think we can compete in 2012
or 13, and we can't put butts in this stadium.
And we're going to take all of the draft picks that we can.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in all the people that we possibly put together. And then the next year, we'll go and we'll draft, and hopefully we draft well. And then we can start to be competitive.
Or they're saying the future of this team is Brian Hartline. But the first thing's probably more likely. really, Legadu Nane, a guy that, you know, San Diego says we don't need. And Devon Bess and Brian Hartline. And Anthony Fasano will be your leading receiver at tight end again.
Whew.
Guys, come on. And you've got Grandpa Reggie Bush in there. Come on. Really? This is going to be a bat. This team, Steven, will score 14 points a week. Even if they go Ryan Tannehill, it's not going to change. Because who's he going to throw to?
If that. Can I just read to you the wide receivers that they have on their roster?
That's why right some. Now. That's why Charles Davis says take you. Malcolm Floyd.
Okay.
Sit tight at quarterback because you don't got nobody.
You ready?
Yeah.
Devon Bess.
I already said that.
Julius Pruitt. Brian, turn on your heartline. Roberto Wallace. Chris Hogan. Quentin Lawrence. Marlon Moore. And Clyde Gates.
Clyde Gates, I was afraid you were going to miss him. What about Legadu Nane?
They just brought him in.
Okay.
Legadu Nane.
Right. And then Anthony Fasano. Don't discount
That's
your tight end.
End.
Don't discount
tight
your tight end. When you're going to lead the team in reception, Stephen, you need to consider the tight end.
Okay. Okay, so what you're telling me is your best wide receiver.
Is your tight end.
And that's your tight end. And he's not even an elite tight end. He's the middle of the road.
Nobody
tight
can
end.
Catch.
Yes, he can.
They're bad, Steven. They're bad. That's why I play the Nelson. I don't play the Nelson song capriciously.
Yeah.
I have no hatred.
But here's the deal. You've got Mark Colombo at right tackle, who you brought in from the Cowboys. Are you going to bring him back for a second year? You need some offensive linemen
mm-hmm.
to protect whoever it is you got back there. Because mm-hmm. God forbid you throw David Garrard or Matt Moore back there with an old dying line.
They're statuesque, aren't they? David Garrard, never the most fleet of foot, and now that he's older, Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You do need to protect him. But, Steven, I honestly, you need weapons more than that.
Well, but you need some defensive help, too. You know?
Well, you're not the worst defense. Jacksonville's the worst. Dude, they're a bad
old
team.
Old man retired.
They're a bad team.
Last year, right?
Old man.
Old Dancing with the Stars, man.
What are you talking about? I don't watch Dance with the Stars, so I miss
on.
Things.
It was the last year, and his last season, he started crying, and he walked off the field and waved to the people. He was a Jet, and then he came back to Miami.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Come on, spit it out!
I can't.
It's at the tip of your tongue!
It's actually, Steven, it's back behind my throat. It's so far back.
I'm trying to get you to give it to me, because
I can't.
His name is right here, and yet it won't come out.
No, it's not right there.
It is.
For you, maybe.
No, it is, but it won't come out.
It's not.
Dash Nabbit.
You got to look it up, bro. Can't help you.
The dude.
The man. Yeah, don't.
Come on, Jeff. I know you get this.
No.
First name starts with a J.
Joe.
Jason Taylor!
Oh, yeah. He's so pretty.
Is that why his name escaped you?
You know, him and Tony Gonzalez should open up Pretty Boys Club.
So you think you linebacker? They might need an outside linebacker to rush the quarterback? Or at least a defensive end?
They've got Cameron Wake, and that's why they drafted. Didn't they draft him last year?
And that's all they got.
I don't know.
Cameron Wake. And Cameron Wake really was really good because Jason Taylor was the opposite of him.
Yeah.
Now Jason Taylor's gone. So you got to bring somebody in. Somebody's going to have to rush the passer. You telling me that the Dolphins with Tom Brady and Harvard Fitzpatrick and Mark Sanchez, they're going to throw the ball
Harvard
on you?
Harvard Fitzpatrick.
How are you going to get after the quarterback?
Koamisi. No, you're right, Steven. They're hurting.
Let's just say... They're Swiss cheese.
I just
they're
wonder
full
if they
of
should.
Holes.
I wonder if they should go back to a 4-3. Because look, unless you've got outstanding athletes all over the place, you should not be running a 3-4.
And remember, we had Channing Crowder on the show at the Super Bowl. They let him go.
Mm-hmm.
So they.
Okay. Next.
All right. Then that brings us
to number 10.
To number 9.
Oh, sorry.
The Carolina Panthers.
Ah, yes. Those up-and-comer scrappy kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know they got to go defense. They got the offense.
No. Give some.
No. You want more weapons for Cam.
Give him a toy.
Cam can't play defense.
Give him a toy.
Cam can't play defense.
He can't. But if you give him toys.
Steve Smith. I'm not a toy.
You just brought Steve Smith back. You gave him a big contract.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Dude.
You need another toy.
You want toys. My gosh. You got Brandon LaFell. He's good. Okay?
I'm telling you.
You got Greg Olsen, whom I like a lot at tight end. And as long as you've got the running back tandem of Stewart and Williams, you will be fine. And Steve Smith is so freaking good still,
Floyd or a Kendall Ryder on the board?
No.
6'3", 220.
Discipline.
6'3", 220.
Discipline.
And now all of a sudden Steve Smith is I can be that guy.
Fletcher Cox. Tackle. Get after the quarterback. Get Cam back on the field.
I like Fletcher Cox.
Three and out.
I do.
Three and out.
But I'm just thinking about Carolina and how many weapons you can give. Look, here's my thinking. Here's my philosophy on this.
Yeah.
All right? GM for the Carolina Panthers, you listening? Listen to this. Here's my philosophy. Cam Newton already showed you he could dominate with his legs. All you're doing by getting more weapons on the field for the offense is you're spreading it out.
Yeah, and you're making it harder for them to defend, and you're making it more likely that he'll score a boatload of points.
Exactly.
I don't disagree with you.
If you score a boatload of points, that's okay if the other team scores some points.
Only if you're the New Orleans Saints and you have track stars at every position and you have an offense.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. You've already got Steve Smith, who's still at his age, one of the fastest wide receivers in the league.
Yep.
And you got a Williams and a – what's the other dude's name?
Which – you're talking about the running backs?
Running back. Stewart and Williams.
Jonathan Stewart.
All right, both of them. Can you imagine a field where you've got now a wide receiver like a rookie,
you just want
Michael Floyd, and you got speed, and you got Steve Smith, and you got Brandon LaFleur.
So you want to move Bump LaFell into the slot, probably, and you want a fast another outside on the Y.
Now what are you going to do? Because if you play that cover two and your safeties are back, Cam Newton's going to eat you in the middle of the field.
You're not going to play cover two. You're going to be forced to play cover zero.
Then what are you going to do?
You're going to play cover zero. And by the way, you have to have two spies.
Well, wait a minute. How can I play cover zero if I got two spies? Get him weapons. I know everybody.
Steven, you're almost convincing me because I'm seeing this. How the hell do you defend this?
You don't. I mean, you're going to have to try, but it's going to be a lot of fun to see
what coverage do you play?
You're going
to
have
to go to a zone?
He'll eat you apart with his own because he can throw the ball.
But if you go to a cover zero, that's man on man.
See, that's what I like. That's why probably maybe I'm a little offensive heavy usually in my draft.
Of course.
I want toys. Because my mind's just thinking,
look at all the matchup
nightmares I can build for people. Who are you going to take away? Mm. Oh, you going to take Steve Smith away? Oh, let me introduce you to my new little toy, and his name is Mr. Floyd.
Meet my little friend.
Oh, let me introduce you to my two little running backs, Stewart and Williams.
Boom, boom.
Oh, and in case you didn't know, my quarterback, Mr. Cam, he can run too. Boom, up the middle.
Oh, by the way, my fullback is Mike Tolbert.
And he can run too. And he can catch coming out of the backfield.
Scary good team.
Panthers will be pretty good next year. The thing with Panthers is they're not going to catch people off guard. Remember, last year they caught a lot of people off guard.
And there's a lot of film. A
lot of people were like, sleepy. They'd be like, I don't know about it. Yeah. Can't do that anymore. So
we come back on Monday?
Yes. Finish up with number 10.
Because I really want to.
Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
What you going to do?
They made a lot of moves this offseason. They have been one of the most active teams in player acquisitions and free agencies. Mario Williams being the big sign that they got, that they brought in from Houston.
Can you imagine with the whole Mario Williams?
Which is why they need to protect the quarterback.
Can you get Ryan Fitzpatrick a toy?
No. Yeah, you get him a toy of keeping him upright, okay? That'd be the best toy. Daddy's going to stop hitting you today. That's the toy you're getting for Christmas, Johnny. Daddy's going to stop hitting you. And little boy says, thank you for that great toy.
David DeCastro.
Riley Reiff.
Okay.
It's got to be an outstanding tackle.
So you're talking tackle. You're not talking guard.
No. Again, too early for an interior lineman, Steven.
All right. Don't hit me. So we can agree, though, it's offensive lineman for the Buffalo.
Absolutely. And again, at the 10 spot, unfortunately, it's too early to go interior lineman. So that one gap, you're really going to be depending on your center to plug, unfortunately, because they did get a lot of penetration up the middle, and they could use interior lineman.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? The Buffalo Bills, I think what they showed, if they showed anything with the whole Mario Williams signing, was – we're ready to spend some money, one, and we're ready to do whatever it takes to be competitive in our division, which, by the way, with the Jets and the Patriots, and even though we got the Dolphins in here, they still know how to beat us because they beat them a couple times last year.
Did you say DeCastro? Was that your
– Yes.
Steven, I can't say enough about how much I like him. This is going to be one of the more fun things to watch is where DeCastro goes. Mm-hmm. Because, again, traditionally, you never would allow an interior lineman to go that early. But he's so special, and he's a 10-year Pro Bowl kind of guy.
And he's big. He's big.
No, he's a monster. Steven, he stops one and two gap kind of guy. It's like you're not getting to my quarterback, basically.
6'5", 360.
Up the middle, you ain't touching my quarterback.
Dude smart. Went to Stanford.
Stanford's going to have five guys that could go in the first round, Steven.
It's a possibility.
How? They're not a football powerhouse.
Well, they have been the last couple years.
Yes, they have.
People, that's the first 10 picks. We're going to come back with 11 through 32 on Monday, we promise.
Managed to go well over an hour, 68 minutes.
Yeah, we did. We always do that. I've got to get going because I am providing lunch for my daughter's class.
And you know what? Life happens, friends.
It does.
That's it. We'll see you in New York next week.
But what you should take from all of this, if you take anything at all.
Take something. Season 8 is here.
Season 8.
High five.
High five.
Because we're back and nobody can stop us.
That's right. They can't, Jeffrey. I want to leave you with a little bit of this. You know, we're just strength for fun.
Strength not strength for everyone. We're why?
Because we're just here to start the Super Bowl shuffle, baby.
Why? Why?
Because it's the Super Bowl shuffle.
Okay.
I don't know why. At the Copacabana.
Just as relevant. So just as relevant.
All right, well, then if that's how we're going out, let's do it with it. Steven Miranda here.
Como baila, Jeff Ellis.
NFL Rants and Raves, Season 8.
Hoo-ah.
We'll see you on Monday with the rest of Round 1. Also, if you're going to be in the New York area, drop us a line.
In the tri-state area.
Because
get in touch.
I'm going to be broke. And if you want to buy me a burger from
there you
McDonald's,
go. Steven could use it.
I will take it. And I may just be walking around Central Park. I'm going to Central Park. I'm just telling you right now.
I know where you want to go, actually. I know where you want
to
go.
You're going to go to like your baseball game or whatever, Book of Mormon. I can't afford a ticket to Book
of
Mormon.
I know. That's why I'm not taking you.
Wow. I thought you were going to say, well, I'm going to buy you a ticket because I love you and it's an early birthday present. No.
Steven loves his early birthday presents.
See you later, people. We're out.